Hill Hardcore Asia. Cosplay.
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
It's been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
Yes. Good morning or good evening, wherever you are. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And, yeah. I'm your host, V. Believe it or not. We're going to kick it off this week here. I don't know. I kind of want to have a little fun. I like Mondays. I know most people don't like Mondays, but I like Mondays. Mondays are, as you know, new opportunity. How can you not like a new day, new opportunity? New opportunities. Weekends are fun. They're great. But, you know, it's really progress that makes life worth living. So, I don't know. I kind of want to poke fun. I want to poke fun. Excuse me. I want to poke fun at just some ridiculous people, if I may. Because I get blown away by things that I hear. And I don't know if it's just me just going overboard or if it's just, I don't know, you just hear something just really stupid and you wonder, that actually come out of an adult's mouth? I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's unbelievable. So, and most of these things come up on Twitter. Now, I understand, you know, memes and all that stuff, and, you know, people just want to have a little bit of that shock culture, but I don't think it's shock. I mean, I've definitely gone along to say things just for shock value. I think everybody has. But there's some really, like, I hate using the word dumb, but there's some really dumb people out there. I don't think they know they're dumb. I don't think anybody's ever told them that they're dumb. Alright, so, okay, for example, I want to start off with this one. And by the way, guys, if you want to call in to station and have a little convo, I do believe, by the way, Will, are you there?
Yep, I'm kicking it live from the hood right now. I'm literally in a book.
Okay.
I'm an hour behind. I thought I had an hour to prepare, but the time zone difference.
Okay, I thought you said you weren't going to be on for another hour. Oh, okay.
I'm just double checking that we're doing a show. I'm ready, and I'll be more ready in a minute or two.
Okay, because, you know, I definitely want to get into some of your articles. I've been neglecting your research here the past couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Phoning back to my mom for a long time.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
So I want to read this, and I hope people really just, I mean, don't think too hard on it because you might hurt yourselves, but there are some people that are serious with this. Okay, there's this lady called, her name's Tara McCarthy, some random person on Twitter. Okay, when it comes to rape and consent, etc., I agree that current laws leave a lot of gray area. I don't like gray area in law. I prefer things were as black and white as possible. And I think the best way to establish that is in this case is to make sex outside of marriage illegal.
Stop lying, Dad! I'm getting pissed now.
I mean, how's that have any bearing on rape? Marriage, it's a totally different subject. It's a totally different thing. How does marriage affect any rape stats? Can anybody clue me in on something? Maybe I'm missing something? Or is this person just completely disconnected with causality?
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a thing with the whole rape thing, because what needs to happen is people need to be able to defend themselves, because, you know, it that's just he said she said stuff, and if they get the rape kit done, I mean, and rape as a crime is just that's a nasty thing, man. You know, it's bad enough that it happens, and then on top of that, any girl can just say, "Hey, I got raped," and you know, guys need to be more careful in the first place, and then second of all, I think women just need to be packing and deal with this stuff when it's happening, rather than hoping the court system can work it out in the 3 years that it takes to have a trial. That's pretty much my thing. I've thought about that a lot. I haven't thought about it lately, but pretty nasty, sticky situation there. And
what do you guys think about the idea? I see people talking about this all the time, that when a woman will bring up false rape accusations, they should serve the same hypothetical judgment that the accused would have enjoyed. What's your take on that?
Well, as someone who has been falsely accused of violence, I would actually love that. I actually was in a situation, a very routine situation, where it was ongoing problem that I had with a certain individual who would just call police whenever she wasn't getting her way. So I actually, I go on a campaign and just really drill into people that they need to have counter surveillance when dealing with the government and dealing with any authorities, any entity that can lock you down with paper or attacking anyway, you got to have that documentation, right? The counter surveillance. That whole thing started with my experience with this individual, because, just would call the police, and next thing you know, I'm in the back seat of a squad car. I actually started going into my own home, in which I actually had to put a camera. Well, I it was very nonchalant, just camera on my MP3 player, would record. And so whenever one of these bad days would happen, so long story short, the police said, "You ever call us again," they told this to this woman, "You ever call us again, you're going to jail." They apologized to me profusely, and, that was that. That was the end of it. So,
hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here, too.
Raping everybody out here.
I really wish at least one time, spend a few weeks in jail. See what it is that you try to do to people. You can't just falsely accuse someone. I mean, and that's just a little misdemeanor stuff. Rape is very serious, and that's going to follow you for the rest of your life. So,
well, I guess I got to tell my story. Didn't I talk about this off air last week sometime? That I'm having some criminal legal problems a few years ago, and I called down to the city prosecutor's office, and I'm like, what's the deal? What's the deal with me? Like, what have I I was like trying to find out my record through them and see what they had to tell me. And, you know, they named the stuff that I knew about, but then they come with the, oh, yeah, and you were no-billed for sexual assault in 2007 or 9 or something. I was like, what? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, I knew my brother had a psycho girlfriend problem for a while. And I was like, are you sure that wasn't, you know, my brother's name? And they're like, no, it was definitely you. Definitely you, you know. And I'm like, what the hell? And they're like, yeah, you got no-billed by the grand jury on sexual assault. And I'm like, whoa. And so the only thing I could figure was there was this one night, there was a party, and there was this DJ girl, and she was kind of, you know, DJing at the after party after she had done a show or something, and people are like, oh, you know, this girl needs a ride home, you know, and I'm like, all right. And she was kind of drunk, but I don't know. I didn't really think it was like, you know, she was probably unconscious or whatever. I don't know. I was like, okay, well, I'm taking her home. I'm taking her home, and she can't remember where she lives, even though it's like 10 blocks away from the place we were. So we're driving in circles for about 30 minutes. Finally, like, she's like, oh, yeah, here's my house. And I'm like, okay. And then she's all over me. She's like, hey, you know, I'm like, I tell her, I was like, I think you're pretty hot, you know, and I kind of like make a little move. And then next thing I know, she's all like, you know, I'm not going to leave out the juicy bits, but, you know, we kissed and made out a little bit. And then she like, she goes, hey, come on, why don't you come inside? And I was like, all right. She's like, my boyfriend's here, but he's asleep. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, okay, yeah, that's cool. And I think I'd already asked her for her number, or I gave her my number. And so she's like, I'm like, okay, well, no, I'm just like, I got to go. So she gets out and I leave. And then I go home and I go to sleep. Next morning I texted her. I was like, hey, you know, it's like, I don't know why I even texted her after the boyfriend thing, but apparently that wasn't a barrier to her. I don't know what. I don't know, man. I guess she was on something that.
Hey, you want to come pull me up with my boyfriend? Yeah, like, so what the hell, dude? Yeah.
So I text her in the morning, like, hey, remember me? And she's like, who is this? And I'm like, I gave you a ride home last night. And she was like, oh, well, I didn't know who you were. I saved you in my phone as sexual seduction. And I was like, that's weird. And I was like, okay, later.
that's okay. Yeah, that's what you're talking
about.
That's
what I was singing that song in the car today.
Sexual.
I was like, where did I hear that again?
So, I mean, and so the whole point of the story is that, like, okay, like, you know, 10 years later, and I'm never even aware that this had happened. And there's, you know, you can look up your record online. You can't find out about this grand jury, you know, this Star Chamber crap. And God only knows. I mean, I don't know. I mean, far from an assault, I'll say that for sure. And maybe I grabbed some chick's butt somewhere. I don't know. And it was something different, but how do they know my name? You know? And I don't know. I don't know how. I can't think of one girl I've ever, you know, committed a tort upon. Let's put it that way. So,
was it okay? Were you reported to have done it? Was this like a crime tip that somehow made its way to your criminal record? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me.
It's bizarre, dude.
For real,
everything I just told you is all I know. I called the city prosecutors one day, just in the midst of some legal battles, and I was just like, hey, what's my, you know, I want to know my record. What do y'all have on me or whatever? I want to know everything. And they just whipped out that you were no-billed by the grand jury. And I'm like, wow, the news to me, you know? Like, other than that, I know nothing. I, you know, and all that stuff is probably sealed. And I don't know, like you're saying, I mean, maybe somebody reported me. Maybe somebody was just trying to put one on me, you know? Maybe it was somebody I know, because like I said, this girl, I don't think she knew my name. So I don't see how she could have reported me. And then, I mean, I guess maybe my phone number, she had that. Maybe that was enough for them to track me down and you know, get my legal name. I don't know. That's all I got on that.
That's kind of scary.
Very scary.
And it's really scary because I forget what Supreme Court's case it was. I'll learn it for next show. Sorry. I mean, I know it, but I'll look it up. Actually, I'm almost back at the hotel room, and I apologize for the poor audio quality, but it'll be remedied soon. But yeah, I mean, before, you would have to, it couldn't just be like an informant being like, yeah, see, V's got a whole bunch of drugs in his apartment. Go swat his butt. You know what I'm saying? Before, they had to not just have an informant, but they had to corroborate the evidence. So they just couldn't take the word of a snitch. And now someone just says, oh, yeah, this guy did this. That's not enough. That's not enough. You need evidence. That's why we have the Fourth Amendment, right? That's why we have the Fifth Amendment. I mean, that's why we have the Sixth. I mean, so, yeah, it's really sad. I mean, just because of one person's testimony, I mean, now, if it was her saying, hey, I was raped by this person, that's a criminal charge, then let's get her done. Let's go through the system. But people should not have to be able, holy smokes, it's crazy out here. We in Kansas City, man, it's crazy. But yeah, people should not have to be, even have that come up unless, yeah, it's good to have someone accuse you, but you shouldn't even have any type of grand jury or court proceedings without any evidence. I mean, it's just bizarre to me. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I'd love to see what they put in front of the grand jury. I mean, I don't need to know even who did it, although shouldn't I have that right to know who accused me? But I'd love to see the evidence that was presented.
As a matter of fact, that's in the Constitution, too. Yeah. The accuser shall have the right to face his accuser. Same thing going on with me and my thing. It says my accuser is confidential. And apparently yours is, too. We've got these star chambers where they can just accuse us of anything. Don't say who it is. That's absolutely crazy. Don't have to corroborate with any evidence. Great, great. Land of the free.
Yeah, buddy. Where do I sign up?
Well, you know, at some point, somebody just might take that sound clip of you saying that I had drugs in my apartment. So somebody might use that here in the future. And try to,
got it right here on tape.
build up that evidence, yeah.
A known acquaintance of Mr. V.
We got a confession from Will Turbin.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I mean, don't you have to do time for something to be on your record, too? Yeah, just some time. plea bargain?
Oh, God, the plea bargaining, man. The plea bargaining. Like, I don't know if I've talked about this on air. I mean, I've been to jail. First of all, I'm the white boy in the hood. You know, I lived in a nice house. My Czech family, you know, we're farming people. We work hard and, you know, mind our business. But here I am. I've been arrested like 15 times. I mean, it's insane. And, you know, kids in the hood can complain about how the cops treat them all day long. And I'm like, have you been arrested 15 times? Because I don't think so. Y'all are doing just fine. Now, oh, man, what the record thing. I lost track. This stuff gets me pretty hyped. What were you saying?
It does, because we're in the land of the free, and they're literally stealing our freedom. And then you get put on bond or on bail, or you go to pay.
Yeah,
what happened? You'll get guilty.
The plea bargains, man. You go to jail, and every other idiot in there, I mean, 80% of them, forget every other idiot, it's 3 out of 4 idiots are in there. I'll be out in a week. I took a deal. I pled guilty. And I'm like, you're a moron, dude. Like, you think it's going to be the end of it? Or even better,
all that lawyers do, and they think they got you.
I see
signs all across the country. Oh, you know, you go to possession charge. Oh, driving under the influence. Oh, just give us a call. We'll help you. And what will they help you do? They'll help you settle. They'll help you settle to a plea deal. And they just push people through. I was actually reading a book, which I also can't remember because, guys, I'm unprepared for this episode. But now I'm sitting down to my laptop. Where it talked about, actually, it was upwards of 80%, Mike, that was actually correct. The people that go into courts across the United States every day and they take a plea, and a lot of times they're forced to because they're not in, they're guilty till proven innocent because they have to. Don't get me wrong. Now, if this guy's accused rapist or you know, convicted rapist or murder, yeah, maybe we could put a little bond on it. That's okay. Maybe this guy, but for anything other than severe crimes, especially multi-offenders, you should be able to walk out that door. And what happens is you're not unconstitutional. And then what happens? Then you're like, I either take a deal or I lose my job, miss my car payments, and my girl leaves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what
and
do you
on
do?
Probation. You're on probation.
For and 2 probation.
Years. And that's just a scam.
yeah, it is. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Guest, a real cutie specimen, and she's starting to get a little booty. Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf. As you know, I wear my boxers, so my big.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Take money. Who's that peeping in my window? Why? The feds on me now. They know when I'm sleeping, they know when I'm awake. I know they got my phone tapped, I'm screaming for take. I'm trying to stay out in Paris, so I switch states. Bad news, VA now, that sounds great. I see niggas with the ice on, rim shined up. This town's one big pussy, waiting to get fucked. I'll add AI peoples to get gas. They charge me $500 apiece for two max. Then I'm back doing me, back out on the spree. Catch me a nigga slipping out, bumping that D. Give me a little crew, I have a bumper for me. The more proud I can take, the more lit you see. Change my name and then why they don't know where I be.
Right.
Yeah, nigga doing dirt, but a nigga low key. That watch is nice, that's what you want for me.
All right, how about this one for a tweet? It's a New Year's resolution. From Emily McCombs. New Year's resolution. Number one, cultivate female friendships. Number two, band together to kill all men.
Oh. Get your hand off my penis!
Yeah. Yeah, I guess start up a Lorraine Bobbitt cult. Sure, why not?
And how is that allowed on Twitter, man? I love how if you're a lefty crazy, everything's fine, anything goes. If you're a conservative and you just like question something, you're banned, you're gone. That tweet's been deleted. It goes against community guidelines. He's asking questions and stuff. Oh, but you're a psycho militant liberal soldier, as Jeremy from the Quartering says. And you're gold, dude. You're gold. Everything you poop diamonds and sweat gold nuggets, I guess. You're fine. I don't get it, man. I don't understand how this came. And then, the virus, Trump said the virus came from China. You're banned if you say that. Oh, a year and a half later, okay, it came from China. You can't get a vaccine. It takes 7 years to make a vaccine. Trump says you can have one. It's not happening. Take your vaccine. Okay, thanks. Thanks, crazy, freaking schizophrenic
political. Yeah, they all complained about, and you guys know, I'm the most anti-Donald Trump. I'm almost as, like, the crazy lady. But, I mean, to add on to what you're saying, Donald Trump rolled out the vaccine. He did everything that they said to do. And now Joe Biden, who was criticizing him for doing those exact same things, now jumps into office and takes credit for the bad things that he was doing. But none of this makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
What a great honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
You know how we do it?
Yes, Sydney Cup. Like, Joe Biden takes credit, yeah.
Where is she now?
I made a great vaccine. Come on, man, it's the best vaccine. Best vaccine. Donald Trump, who's that? Nah, man, he didn't do nothing.
And another thing to do is, I mean, we had Kamala Harris as the BIPOC person of color representing the border. It's like a new cabinet member Biden created. And she hasn't been down there, but her and AOC, they were wearing white. They were, this is a crisis. Oh, my God. And then what happens? Now it's even worse under Biden, and everyone hasn't said anything. But don't worry, we saved it because we have a BIPOC slut up there.
Just don't. So let's talk about Joe and the Joe we know, right?
Joe, we did it. We're going to be the president.
He has, like, a ton of stories from his uncle and his father, and he will tell them. And I've got my sayings from my mother, and so we just kind of, well, my mother said this, well, my dad said that. There's a lot at stake.
What a nut.
I can tell, she was definitely nerdy. When she was young, she had to have been, like, the loner nerd. Yeah, trying to be president of school year book club, whatever that stuff is. I don't know. Yearbook? It's kind of, she has a creep factor to her. I didn't notice.
Man. Super creepy. And I love how she just gets to laugh off everything. People are like, "You gonna go to the border?" No. I mean, like, she just gets to
That's the ultimate troll.
she's actually super smart,
and she's just trolling everybody.
Yeah. Oh, she's smart. There's no doubt. I mean, she's smart like Bill Clinton. They, you know, these people, they know what they're doing. I just don't understand how they have the balls to try it and they get away with it, and everybody's just
I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but the second time Kamala Harris recently came out to Rhode Island, and of course I was there. I didn't get as close as I did the first time, didn't own her this time, but there were 7 white liberal college girls. One of them, she was actually kind of cute too. Her shirt said "Riding with Biden" or "Vibing with Biden." Vibing with Biden. It was the most cringe. It was tie dye. Oh my God! And then, the vice president, the first BIPOC Indian Jamaican president ever, there was maybe 15 people, including the mainstream news. I'm not counting, obviously, the cops and the Secret Service, which far outnumbered everybody. And even before coronavirus, I've said this too before. I mean, even before coronavirus, I went to so many Biden rallies, so many Trump rallies. At the Trump rallies, there are, every single time I go, literally thousands of people waiting outside. When I go see a Joe Biden rally, even before coronavirus, there's 12 people in an Orthodox Russian church, and you can't sell that out. So the numbers don't lie.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
Okay, all right. You're back.
Yeah.
All right, so, Will, I got one for you.
All
right. Here's a tweet from a young lady.
Oh, God.
It says, I'm a Republican because that's what my parents are, and I don't feel the need to question it.
Okay.
What? Huh? And that's what happens. I mean, you know what? That's what happens. You look on them. You look on them. Election day map. You travel across the country. Well, you know, what are you going to get? You're going to get the Republicans all next to each other and the Democrats all next to each other. And things don't change that often. They really don't change. Like, people in the country, they're just Republicans. It doesn't make a difference. I mean, Trump is. You know, as much as I was showing the hypocrisy. Trump is one of the biggest socialists as a president we've ever had, but the Republicans don't care about it just because he's the Republican person. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the same thing, the Democrats. It's just branding. They think, well, the Republicans always think our country lifestyle's under threat. These communists, Martin Luther Coon, trying to take over our country. They're going to try to turn into a socialist. And then the Democrats are like, all Republicans are rich white people who are all literally racist. And it's like, okay, guys, you're being somewhat hyperbolic with this. And yeah, it's really a shame. Like, people don't question it. People don't really question it. They think, oh, well, because they've been raised that way. And honestly, if someone was coming up to me, and if I'd never been to this country, and I went to visit for the first time some sweet old lady in the South, regardless of her race or creed, and she was a Republican, she'd be like, honey, the Democrats, they're trying to take what, and you're like, okay, I could vibe with that. You know what I'm saying? We have the Constitution, the Bill of the Rights, and the rule of law, and da-da-da. And you're like, oh, yeah, I vibe with that. And then you go, same thing, you go to the inner city and be like, damn, look at how these fools on Wall Street are doing this. Look at these multinational corporations, man. This is the man. Nothing ever changes here, man. The police still get it. It's like, yeah, that's true. You know what I'm saying? And so the only problem with that is then if there's an in crowd, psychologically, there has to be a tribalist out crowd. So Republicans and Democrats should agree on a lot of things. But instead of seeing the merits in both things sides, that person's against your team. So we can't even have a conversation. They're too different. They're trying to do, every side is trying to destroy America, apparently. And everyone will tell you that they're trying to save America. It's very interesting.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's just the way it is. And just to point out some of the ridiculousness. what was this guy? I'm not very familiar with him too much. I've seen a couple places. His name is Macklemore.
Ooh, Macklemore. The Canadian rapper boy, right?
Yeah. Well, this is what he does. Yeah. So he apparently
thrift shop.
Apparently he renounces his Hitler youth haircut.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
I don't know. But again, you're asking me what stuff people say.
What? What? On the DeLorean? I didn't know that. The DeLorean.
I said, what in the butt? You're asking me what? I don't know. What does that mean? How do you denounce a haircut? How do you denounce growing dead fibers out of your skull? Huh?
I've denounced a couple haircuts.
give me the process of that.
Wait, quick aside. My girlfriend and I have been laughing our butts off because she's like, why does every guy that's all super pumped up and buff have the same stupid haircut? I'm like, would you get your haircut at the gym? I got my new haircut. I was at Gold's last night, got my new haircut, and did leg day. It's like, okay.
Because, man.
There seems to be a stereotype here.
There's a couple haircuts to denounce. First and foremost, I just want to make it perfectly clear, I denounce the bowl cut. My parents used to give me one insecure. I denounce the Karen thing where she has like a part kind of like in the middle and it's blonde and it like perks up. Don't like it. I don't like when they make like these weird designs on the girls, they'll do like they'll shave like half of their head. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
I simultaneously like and despise is the Mahomes mohawk.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, are you talking like about the, you're talking about the about the Anderson Varejao? You're talking about the what's the dude? You're talking about the
Mahomes, the quarterback.
Sideshow Bob? Yeah, the Sideshow Bob.
Is that what
it is? Sideshow Mill. That's so disgusting.
I'm so lost.
The Mahomes, the Patrick Mahomes haircut. It's like the new Black Jake from State Farm has the pretty much same haircut. It's the like it's the full top and then it just goes all the way back. It's kind of like a mo mullet or something.
It's like a mullet. It's almost like a mullet for black guys, but it's very cleaned up and it's not faded, well, but it's short on the sides.
Yeah, it's not faded. It's just a straight cut.
Oh, okay.
And the funny thing is, there's actually a State Farm commercial where they have the people like playing the I can't remember how it exactly goes, but it's like three like superstars and then they have like their double doppelganger stunt double guy and they all and well then there's what I'm thinking of is the one where they're all in the barbershop getting the Jake from State Farm Patrick Mahomes haircut. And then they realize that everybody gets the same price or some some stupid stuff. So I mean, they even play on the they've essentially memed it. So I don't know what's going on. I mean I like it. It's I don't know, for like I've had a lot of weird haircuts, man. I had the curly perm mullet. I had the curl all over the top, like wedge, the old wedge fade. I mean, I've done some stuff, but I don't know what's going on. I gave up on hair and like, something. I was just out there with the 3 foot long hair that I'd put in a bun. I did some dookie buns for a while. This one guy, one of the assistants.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, one of the assistants at the golf course, he called them those. He's like, "Why you got them turds on your head?" And I was like, "Whatever, dude. I'll kick your butt. Let's go."
You gotta send me a friend request on Facebook because I've been talking to you for like 2 or 3 years, and I have a picture of you in my head.
What's really funny? I'm gonna find. Is it Will Turbitt?
He's like the dude.
You're gonna be. I'm the one with the kitchen utensil in his hands.
Yeah, can't miss him. You're gonna love this, dude. One of my friends found. All right, I just sent you a friend request. One of my friends found this. It's La Autopsy. It's an autopsy painting. Rembrandt. It's a Rembrandt, I think. And I'm in it, dude. So my profile picture is actually a crop from, and I also have the deal with it sunglasses, the 8-bit sunglasses. I put those.
Man. You know what? I want a pair of those so bad. They actually make those. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those. I
have got to get a pair of those.
I'm gonna post in the chat my profile pic so you can see. It's epic, dude. It is epic. And I play poker. I have this little poker game that I play. and I have it connected to my Facebook, so it's got this picture on it. It's like the perfect poker picture. Here, you're gonna love this. Here, check it out. That's my profile pic on Facebook. Oh, jeez. And that is from a Rembrandt. It's called the autopsy of.
Yes, it is. I'm familiar with that.
It's the autopsy of like Dr. Culp or something like that. And dude, I literally look exact. That is exactly what I look like. You can go through my photos and stuff, and you will see pictures that where I look exact. Like there's one where I smashed my nose trying to do a stunt at the Barton Creek Rebuilt off the Twin Falls rocks. I was I wanted to do a flying squirrel to front flip jackknife, and I pulled it off, man. I had it all the way, and then for some reason, when I ripped my knee up to hit the jackknife, I just clocked myself in the nose, totally broke it. I mean, smashed it sideways. The funniest part is when I hit the water, I was still kind of, I was in like cannonball form because I was like in shock and like the adrenaline.
Yeah,
the adrenaline just hit so hard that when I hit the water, I could see the smooth layer as the water parted, as my feet and butt hit the water, and it was like enveloped in the shock wave. That's how the adrenaline hit so fast, and I was like, "Wow, that was awesome!" And then I go back up in up the falls to where we were kind of like had our little spot, and I tell my brother, "I was like, bro, I come up out of the water, I was like, oh man, nose is broke, can't get no air at all, and I feel it, and I'm like, oh man, and then I instantly just cracked it, and I'm like, okay, I can breathe now, and I'm like, oh god, and then I go back where we were, and go to my brother, and I'm like, bro, I just broke my nose, and he's like, oh man, it looks messed up, and I'm like, look, just take a picture, I gotta see how to fix this. So he takes a picture, and I'm like, oh my god. And then I cracked it one more time all the way over, and the blood, just starts pouring. And I was like, okay, it's fixed now. But anyway, man, oh god, I don't even know why I got into that. How did I get there?
Well, Mike, I have to say,
oh yeah, I'm gonna show you the picture. I'll send it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Mike, I have to say though, I finally got to see what you look like after a long time, and I have to say that the image I had in my mind was very far. I you definitely don't look like a 6'4" Indian man. So I guess I was wrong about that.
How can I help you?
You know what? You weren't
joking. Thank you for calling Microsoft. Wait, I was what?
Thank you for calling Patel. How can I be of IT service? No, so, that's a hate crime. Just kidding.
Canceled.
Canceled. Yeah, Apu got canceled. Who runs a Slurpee machine out there in Springfield nowadays? I'm curious about that because it can't be Apu. But, I totally just lost it on that hate crime right there. Oh yeah, no, your thing is legit, Massad Mike, yo. So, yeah. Guys, go follow Massad Mike on Instagram, man. I just did.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, all places you can find me. Usually at Massad.
I thought that was just a cool nickname that V gave you. No, this guy's actually a member of the Massad. It says so right on his Instagram.
I gotta find y'all this picture of me with the broken nose. My buddy goes, I was working at the print shop, and I'll send you the link to the post because the post is pretty funny. My Russian friend's like, "What happened, da? Turf wars?" And I was like, "My knee versus my face, Barton Creek, 1-0." This is funny.
Oh damn! I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it was brutal, but I don't know if y'all can open that or not. Whatever. I'll send you the picture is hilarious. My face.
V, when are you gonna get on the gram? When are you gonna start hashtagging outfits on the gram?
Whenever I can afford my fine African silks. I don't know.
Damn, Mike, you got wrecked. Oh, I love the stash though.
Yeah, oh, the stash was killing.
Speaking of which,
more ladies for me. So I mean, as long take your time.
But
all right?
I not look exactly like the Rembrandt character?
You do, dude. It's especially ridiculous. In that picture there.
I look like a proud boy.
Yeah, it's definitely a proud boy look right there. Watch out.
You're gonna be on one of those time travelers of the internet website soon, yo.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we're gonna have what's his name calling in saying, yep, that you're a clone of That you're a clone.
Don't trust Massad Mike. He's a clone.
Don't trust Massad Mike. I saw him hanging out
with
Zach.
You think you're about to get it?
Zuckerberg.
Stop lying, man. I'm getting pissed now.
It's so funny. Like, no offense to anybody, but don't start telling people that Michael Jackson is still alive. If you start opening up a conspiracies like that. Because you can't prove that. Can't prove that the guy from Cash Cab is... murdered George Floyd. I mean, like, give him something you can go and Google so they don't think you're crazy. I'm not trying to, and maybe that works for certain people. It just, in my experience, it hasn't worked. Because then people are gonna be like, "Oh, you're crazy," and then you'll be like, "No, I got the proof right here," and then you don't.
Well, you can't prove that Michael Jackson wrote and performed a song about the Who's running Hollywood and the music industry. And then, conveniently, his doctor killed him. Something. And also Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers. Sony is terrible. They're stealing money. Yes. They don't want people like me speaking out. And then they were like, oh crap. We got Michael over here.
Yeah, we're going to cancel him the real way.
It's sad. You know what? the whole pedo stuff too. I mean, and that's a sad thing too, because you know he did act pretty creepy around kids.
I'm totally with that. He was just undeveloped.
Well, hear me out. So I actually don't think that's necessarily sexual, because when he was 5 years old, according to his own family and his father, when the Jackson 5 was performing, his older brothers were gangbanging chicks in the bed next to him. He was 5 years old, so he didn't have a childhood. So of course you're going to want to have a Neverland Ranch, because you never had a childhood. He completely missed out on that. So it's a real, you're talking about earlier, things that stay with you your whole life. Like, that's why it really hurts me when they call people like a rapist or a racist or a pedophile, because you just can't clean that off you.
Yeah, like, and back to the probation. Everybody takes the deal. I'm going to do 10 days. I'm out on probation for 3 years. You're like, what? Why? When you're on probation, that's not like they're not doing you any favors. What they're doing is setting you up for failure.
Literally, you don't get a. It's hey, do you want to hire me? I'm on probation. Oh, and by the way, like you're talking about, what a racket it is. These people pay to be on probation.
Yes, thousands of dollars. Guys, I'm not going to mention it directly, but someone I'm very close to is on probation, and I begged them to go
to trial.
Damn,
Mike, on my spot. What the hell?
What's up?
I said, why are you blowing my spot?
All right, well, speaking of blowing up the spot, I want to leave off on another tweet here. I know this was pretty old, but apparently this is like classic. So, okay, here it goes. Dear white people.
Oh, God. Dear white people.
February 16th, 2018. It's day for black people to go see Black Panther. Do not try to take our seats. This will be a historic moment for us. This will be a family reunion. Please go see it the second day. Sincerely, Black Management.
Yeah, I'm taking this one off the top right here. Although I did say that I would be a winning contestant on Dave Chappelle, I know black people, but it's just I know people in general. And it was really, really cringe. And I'm saying this from a white boy's perspective, so throw two hate crimes on me in one thing. But I find it so mother freaking cringe to see that with all the trouble going on in the world, and especially in the African American community, and through no fault of their own, that this is what you idiots come together on. You guys are like dressing up. Like that was supposed to be they're telling us, dear white people, while dressing up like us. They're cosplaying like us. They just gave people the white people had fun with superheroes for a long time. Yeah, we might as well throw a black guy in there too. And they fell for it hook, line, and sinker. So cringe. It's equally as cringe as the overweight 45-year-old white guy that wears a Captain America tee all the time, like he's Captain America. You are not from Wakanda. You are not Captain America. These people are losers that wear makeup, work for pedophiles, and imagine if the energy behind all those people waiting in line to see Avengers or Black Panther. Imagine if 1/50th of those people legally and lawfully surrounded the Federal Reserve for one day. Then I'll go dress up. I'll go culturally appropriate every culture and get my ass whipped for it. Because then we can have time to do funny stuff like that. I'm sorry, but it's pathetic. Pathetic, pathetic. That's my take.
Actually.
actually supporting...
actually, Moderna's vaccines don't change your biology. Episode 432 of The New Generation shows that the Starfleet does have the potential to...
This is Ben Shapiro, gang. Hey, gang. Go watch Star Trek, okay? Okay, guys? Hey, gang. All right, we're gonna own the libs, gang.
I'm a fully biological male. We went over this many times.
Downstairs, it is all male, and we're going to own the lips. We're going to buy some wood. I'm going to buy a bag of wood.
Hey, Barack Toboggan. I made a sextant border. Oh, I mean, a Mexican border. I don't care. Man, that guy is so awesome. Kyle Dunnigan. Shout out to Kyle Dunnigan. Hilarious.
How do I look that up?
Just type in Kyle Dunnigan, Shapiro, Biden.
Oh, Joe Biden, Shapiro, Kyle Dunnigan. All right.
Fully biological man.
Fully biological man. I'm a fully biological man. Look, gang. Anytime you hear anybody say otherwise, you can take them to the source.
Oh, God.
What's his name? Dunnigan?
Kyle Dunnigan.
Dunnigan. We got a couple of calls. This should be fun.
I need to know your take about this. These people, dear white people, save Wakanda for us too. I need to know what's up. You're
save Wakanda for us.
It's a fictional country. It's a fictional character. Fictional story. It's absurd.
We have just enough time. We have just enough time to listen to the Joe Biden debates Ben Shapiro. Let's do it. This is funny.
All right. Hey, look who it is. Better for Shrimpo. It's me, Jericho Biden. I hear you're a very talented Trans Am.
Okay, I'm confused. You called the Ben Shapiro show. I'm Ben Shapiro. I don't know who Benifer Shrimpo is. Also, I'm not a Trans Am. That's a car. I'm a human man.
Darn right you're a man. Who cares what you were born with? And congratulations, I just signed a Mexican order, so you have a sex-sitting border. You can play hockey with the girls now.
Okay, I'm sick of explaining this to everyone. I am fully biologically male. I was born with one set of reproductive organs, and they are fully male. Now on to your point about hockey. Not interested.
Look, I need your vote. I got a big erection coming up against a bad dude, Donald Duck. He's got no pants, man. Orange legs.
If you're referring to the election we just had that you won that. And to be clear, it was not against a cartoon duck.
Hey, come on, give me a chance. America needs to heal. That's why we're here. Because black people are just as fat as white girls. Same as transgenders.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
No, I mean that. I was the first college in my family to go to the moon. Look.
Look.
Okay, he's falling asleep. There's a lot to unpack here, but before I do, I need to thank our friends at Cherry's Berries. Cherry's Berries. Give the gift of berries dipped in chocolate. It's fun.
Jew hat.
Oh, my God. So epic.
Yeah, the phone lines are lighting up, man. I lost one.
Here's the deal. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back.
What are we gonna play? What is it? Mud? Who?
No. We'll want some Rock the Cash Bomb or something.
Was filmed in Austin. Did you know that?
We'll want something last time. Play that, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store
or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.